said you're a libertarian. And recently you made some headlines for saying that gun control, you felt gun control laws wouldn't deter terrorists. Explain to folks.
Well, you know, these are the things where, first of all, I was in a situation where we do what we call a dog and pony.
Right.
We're out doing the dog and pony selling a picture. And you get kind of, sometimes you get what you feel is slightly ambushed by somebody who's really got an agenda. And that's sort of, I think, that's my opinion of what happened to me the other day. The last thing I like to watch is entertainers or actors get political. It's just something I can't stand watching. So having said that, no, I was asked about, I was kind of asked to put it in context somehow with this movie. Mm-hmm. You know, my personal feeling is that there's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasy land is what we do. You're either writing a song, writing a book, doing a movie, doing a television show. That's fantasy land. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism, whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to do it, deal with it.
Yeah.
Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason founding fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government. We had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
I think that people more object to the excesses of the Second Amendment, not the Second Amendment. It's
where the debate comes in.
That's what,
I think it's too bad that the debate can't remain kind of civil, too. And that's been hard to do. It's one of those things that it's like I've talked about, you know, sometimes talking about terrorism. Whatever we do, and we all have our opinion on that too. Whatever we do, we're a little late for people who died. And if you know somebody, or you know a child that was maimed in that situation, I got a strong feeling that one's opinion has a tendency to change that.
Yeah.
So I just leave it open for interpretation by all different people and just say we're all in this together. We're going to hear each other talk about it.
Is that the last time you're going to talk politics as an actor?
No, I'm asked tonight. I'll be asked in an hour and a half about it. Wow. Yeah, once they drop that phone out there, they're not going to let it go.
But you know what? If we have to be in it with somebody, I'm glad we're in it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, baby.